Well, two sworn political enemies have suddenly today become allies. Businessman Clive Palmer and former Queensland Premier Campbell Newman have agreed that the political parties they now respectively represent will exchange preferences at next year's federal election. It turns out they now both dislike the major parties more than they dislike each other. And the deal could indeed have significant implications for the makeup of the next Senate. Rachel Mealy has our report.
When it comes to Clive Palmer and Campbell Newman, there's a lot of water under the bridge.
Well, thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's great that you could be with us here today. It's great to be here with Clive Palmer. And who would have thought this day would have ever come, Clive?
Clive Palmer once called Campbell Newman a Nazi and a criminal. And back when he was the Queensland Premier, Campbell Newman accused Clive Palmer of trying to improperly influence members of his government. But a common enemy seems to heal old wounds.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're saying that we're putting behind the disagreements of the past for Australia, because this country right now needs real leadership.
Like an old couple, they gently corrected each other as they spoke.
We will be recommending to our voters that they give their second preference
to the United Australia Party.
Yeah. Thank you for correction, Clive, the United Australia Party. And similarly, United Australia Party will be recommending to their voters a second preference to the Liberal Democrats.
Campbell Newman used to represent the LNP, but resigned from the party a few months ago, claiming it had been heavy-handed in decisions relating to the pandemic and destroyed people's livelihoods. The two men have come together under a banner of opposing the major parties. Together, they hope to woo other minor parties to join their preference deal.
Because what's at stake here is freedom. Freedom of choice, your freedom, and freedom of opportunity. Economic opportunity, what you can and what you can't do. We see our tourist industry today under attack, and the Premier has brought in all these tests you've got to have to come across the border, which will cost up to $1,000 for the average family. And that's why they won't come to Queensland. That's why there'll be more unemployment and the whole economy will contract.
Journalist Dennis Atkins is a columnist for In Queensland. He says that message will resonate at the polls and one of the parties could come away with a Senate seat.
It will among a section of the electorate. It could be, you know, sort of if you look at Queensland's history with this part of the political spectrum, it could be anywhere from 4% sort of up above 10%. And that's a fair slice. If they were trying to get a Senate seat, they have to, with preferences, end up with about 12.5% of the vote. Now, can they do that together? Maybe they can get a springboard from which to sort of bounce off of for that aim.
That Senate seat would be taken from the coalition, setting up a contest of ideals during the election campaign.
The LNP, and they've got to try and get three Senate seats, and Amanda Stoker is number three on their ticket, so she's the one under greatest threat. So they will be trying to push whoever it might be from one of these right-leaning parties out of the way to get their person up. And it's going to be quite a tussle for that last seat. I think it's going to be one of the more fascinating contests.
Professor Susan Harris-Rimmer is the director of the Policy Innovation Hub at Griffith University. She says Clive Palmer has been known to spend up big during election campaigns, but this federal election might be a bit different.
You know, I've seen estimates of an $80 million spend. Possibly that is what is playing into the Prime Minister's mind in some of the messaging for the coalition. But, you know, this time we've got the Climate 200 as well, who's spending much more. So they haven't had that in the past. They haven't had a kind of a counter spend on some of these messaging. So I'm not sure it'll be a game changer. I think it'll be more a more nuisance factor than anything else.
Professor Susan Harris-Rimmer from Griffith University. Rachel Mealy with that report.